Hey there, Graham Chapel family. This is Pastor James, and this is usually our midweek Bible study, but it's the week of Christmas, and I thought it would be best for us to spend some time reading some scriptures about the birth of Jesus rather than focusing on Exodus, since it is Christmas week. So if any of you are tuning in this week, what we're going to do is read the Christmas story, and we're going to be looking at the different Gospels in order to piece this thing together so it kind of makes sense and kind of put it in a little bit of a chronological order for you. And we're only going to be reading from the New Testament. We're not going to dig into all the Old Testament prophecies and stuff. We're really just going to be focusing on Jesus. So, let's get started. We'll just read this thing together. And I'm not going to spend much time talking about it. I think sometimes Scripture just does enough for itself. So, let's read, starting off in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And it says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, 'Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you.' Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. 'Don't be afraid, Mary,' the angel told her, 'for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end.' Mary asked the angel, 'But how can this happen? I am a virgin.' The angel replied, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month, for the word of God will never fail.' Mary responded, 'I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true.' And then the angel left her." All right? So now we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And it says, "This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. 'Joseph, son of David,' the angel said, 'do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet Isaiah. 'Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.' When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus." Now we're skipping to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. "At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that the census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging for them in the inn. That night there were shepherds staying in fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Now let's skip to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from the eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the eastern sky guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. All right, guys, that's about the gist of what I'm reading to you today. That's just the basic concept of the Christmas story using the scriptures from the Gospels to explain it. I hope you all enjoyed that, and I hope you enjoy this week of Christmas. We just want you to know at Graham Chapel that you are loved, you are appreciated. We are praying for you. We got a couple of families right now. One of our worship team members just lost a grandmother, and one of our Sunday school teachers, his mother's not doing well. So we just want to lift these people up in prayer this week. This would be a hard week to lose someone that we love. So let's just be praying for all people, especially right now as COVID is still spreading and the numbers seem to be picking up. So let's just pray for one another. Graham Chapel is praying for you. We love you guys. If there's anything you need, please contact us so we can help. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and hope that you have a great week in celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you. We're praying for you. Tune in this weekend for our weekend services as always. They'll be available on podcasts, YouTube, or Facebook. And we love you. We're praying for you. Have a great week and a Merry Christmas.